Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jenna Slacker here with Kenji Kumara. This is Journey of the Healer, class number 5. And today I don't know, Kenji, do we ascend today? Mm-hmm. Into the greatest heavens?
Only if you bought your new space boots.
Cool. Do we land on the new Earth today? So want to address just a few of the questions and appreciate all of you that have written in to tell us about your experience. Here's one from Ruth Ann, and she said, this is a thank you note. Dearest Kenji and Jenna, thank you for creating this platform so we are able to integrate Kenji's amazing meditations and insights. Thank you so much. So thank you, Ruth Ann. So she wrote another note, and she said, since last week, my solar plexus, liver, spleen 2, and a spot under my left shoulder blade are very sore. What might this mean? That's also from Rosanna. So I don't know. Cleansing. Do you want to address these? They're cleansing.
That was cleansing, yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes when we go through these deep clearings, your internal organs or your muscles will feel very sore, like you've just been in a wrestling match.
Yeah. Well, I could believe that. You know, the things that have happened to me, sometimes, like, I'll do these energy works instead of, like, getting higher. It's like I get lower. Like, I go into a dark, dark space. But then it's like after I go through that, I, like, propel to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So this is from Sandy, and she said, I just had a mini energetic scan from Dr. Parkin. She told me that I had, that I was very balanced and light. She said it is rare. She hardly ever finds someone so easy to read. I can attribute this to the work I've been doing, more notably the work done in this class. She told me I wasn't broke anymore. There was nothing that needed fixing. That was the greatest gift of all. You both have my deepest gratitude for all that you are. Cool. Thank you, Sandy. That's awesome. Since my reading, like I don't, you guys that listened to the reading with Dr. Parkin, she's like, you've got some congestion in your knee, and I believe your right hip may be giving you problems. Well, that was like a 5-year chronic pain for me. So it was almost the point that I stopped even paying attention to it. And it's totally gone. I actually don't feel like I have any issues anymore at all. I just want to keep expanding and growing. So there's my testimony for you. Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't know who, when you're doing so much of this work, you don't know who does it, but I'm pretty clear that it's from this class. Here's another from Ruthie, and she said, since integrating your message, I really can feel the saying from the Bible, be in this word, but not of it. I do not get stuck into the drama anymore. That's awesome. Gloria writes, she says, I have listened to the package in this training with no changes, nothing noticeable. So she's not, you know, it just depends on the person. Ruth Ann, she just like, thank you. Everybody should be touched by and know about Kenji's message. Teresa writes, Jonathan Kenji, have you heard of anyone start calls like this? A few weeks later, okay, have you heard of anyone start calls like this? A few weeks later, start to see what looks like a large piece of fuzz on the eyeball. only nothing is there. It moves. Oh yeah, it's like a smudge. Yeah, I've heard people, they call those floaters. Her eye doctor says he doesn't have a clue. Started after the work from this class. Any ideas or thoughts?
She said she has like a little fuzz over her eye.
Yeah, but it's a large piece of fuzz on the eyeball. Only nothing is there.
Only nothing is there, but it's
with my eye. Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
Could be a floater, but maybe more. It's probably more. See, a lot of the work. Sometimes we focus directly on the optic nerve. Those are the muscles that connect the eyeballs. And my feeling has been many people have congestion, a psychic congestion in the optic nerve, which affects your vision. And so my sense is that some deep stuff on a vision level is being moved out, shall we say?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
But if it remains there in a year, yeah, it would be good to get an eye exam, but I feel it's more energetic.
And then
when she releases the emotional whatever that's attached to that symptom or that occurrence, then the body will clear up once you let go of the emotional baggage and the belief system that's attached to it. And then the body's got to respond. It can't hold on to symptoms anymore because you've dealt with it on an inner level.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other way around, trying to treat a physical symptom without going to the cause, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I know that that's true now. I didn't used to know that was true. You know, I think that what's the question? What am I refusing with the eye fuzz that I'm choosing? Is kind of how you can go towards the acceptance of it. So, might want to ask that question around it. All right, Karen. Yeah.
She can also. Let me just tag on. She can also have a dialogue with the fuzz.
Right.
I studied this thing called focusing way back when. It was really neat because basically you were trained to dialogue with everything that was happening in your life, on an emotional and physical level, and actually make whatever the condition is, like into a person or some kind of symbology where you could have a dialogue with it. So we use some of that in the work. It's just kind of neat. Some people can really do it. Others have a little bit of a hard time. But, you know, not everything works for everybody. So we have a lot of tools in the toolkit.
Right. I always had that little trouble, like, giving a part of my body a voice until lately. And what I started to do was go into it and say, okay, if you want to express an emotion or a feeling or a sensation, what would that be? And then I would get the emotion, and then from that emotion, I could put words to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it didn't want to talk to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. This is from Karen. She says, Kenji, can you speak about the 8 cells of creation and the sacral bone region? I'm a body worker and was drawn to use gentle vibrational rocking pulse in this area. Something that happens is memory and releasing from birth trauma.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the processing centers for the body.
Mm-hmm.
But also in most people, that the original 8 cells, it's like that's where not you as a being, but your body was created from the original 8 cells, you know, through the process of division. And the original 8 cells originally are in harmony. And because of our experiences and culture and everything over 20,000 lifetimes, it got out of balance. So basically the way that you really don't have to manipulate that area. Basically what you do is, whether you're working with someone or for yourself, is just feel the state of harmony there at the base of your spine. And that will cause the original eight cells to remember to go back into that original alignment where the original eight cells are in harmony and they're not in conflict. So most people, those eight cells are like in a big wrestling match, and nobody wins in the wrestling match. They just keep wrestling with each other, right? So you can imagine, I'm just using symbology here, about the wrestling match and about, you know, internal conflict and disagreement and one part of you not agreeing with the rest of you, and everybody's got an opinion about something. So basically, what you want to do when you meditate, and we do this in the protocol, is just to bring a feeling of deep peace and relaxation and harmony to that area.
Cool, very nice. All right. Corey writes, she's gotten a lot out of these sessions, and she says that she's still having an issue in putting blocks in her way. Any suggestions? We're all good at that.
Well, don't do it anymore. She just has to choose to not do it anymore. I mean, she's really got to choose to not do it anymore. I mean, to be real simple without using a technique, is this to decide, I mean, firmly decide that no more blocks in my own way. So she can hold that energy, you know, in the meditation today.
Okay.
Because that's probably going to relate to what we're going to do.
Okay, cool.
The meditation.
Yeah, great suggestion. Mary, she writes, when we're clear of our past, does our mind stay quiet?
It better, huh?
Really? You would say so? Because you know what I think is happening for me? What I think is happening for me is, yeah, I can get my mind really quiet. I start hearing other people's thoughts. And I start thinking maybe they're my own.
Well, if you know they're other people's thoughts, and just don't take on other people's thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing as taking on other people's emotions and pain. We also take on other people's thinking and thinking it's ours. And I think largely the problem of not being able to sleep and not being able to meditate, if you eliminated everybody else's energy from your system, you would be good to go, really.
Mm-hmm.
You would know how to handle your life. And I just think we just got all immersed with everybody else's energy over the years that we don't know if we're coming or going on a certain level. And that's why we still have difficulty in healing, because, God, you've got your parents' energy in there, you've got your spouse's energy, you've got your kids' energy, you've got your best friend's energy, you've got your teachers, you've got, everybody's got an opinion about what you should do or how you should do your life.
Right.
When, like Byron Katie says, it's none of anybody's business.
Right.
And I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Because, you know, how much are we really validating other people's reality just because of their point of view?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tons. Cynthia says, how long will we be able to access the download page? You're going to get that all year long. But you may actually want to download them and save them so you have them in your own archive, because they'll eventually go away. Hillary says, hello from the UK, smiley face.
All right.
Listening to this, .. Chinese medicine blood deficiency. Do you know anything of what that means, Genji?
Chinese blood deficiency?
Chinese medicine blood deficiency.
Blood deficiency. Well, it probably has to relate to not enough qi in their terms.
Uh-huh.
So basically, we work with the earth always, you know, in the protocol. And part of that is so that we can, our bodies can receive the elemental energies from the earth, the chi power. See, most people don't believe they can receive the earth energy, but that's what our bodies were created. So if we're deficient in minerals, vitamins, chi, because of kidney stuff, spleen stuff, liver stuff, one way to help remedy, so to speak, to help your body back in the balance is to consciously draw up the earth energies through the feet. And we do that through that magnetic field. The other way, of course, is when we're consciously breathing in light besides prana, that's also affecting your whole body and your brain in a whole other way than what we're used to. So we're conditioning for the new earth vibration to be able to live more off of light rather than food.
Cool. That's neat.
You know, we won't need to eat. We can eat, you know, in the new earth. We don't have to, though. We won't have to do anything. We won't need to sleep. We'll probably meditate instead. And we won't necessarily need to eat, although we probably enjoy eating.
Right. We only eat for enjoyment. And we never get fat.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is a good one. As I get lighter, I tend to attract entities. I went to a shaman class, and she said that she had to do an extraction as it jumped to her. Any suggestions on how to protect myself? She suggests a salt soap. You don't need a salt soap, but we can. But Kenji, what are your thoughts around that?
Well, you put a big neon sign in your auric field saying no jumping entities allowed.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. You can also ask the question, am I one entity or more than one? Which one is me? And I declare that all other entities must leave. And you'll feel them go, psh, you know, and it's a choice, right? You just have to tell them to go. But when you know, I mean, I think the awareness that you know that they're in you is amazing, because I had them a long time, then didn't know any better.
Well, we call them hitchhikers.
Yeah.
So another big sign in your auric field, no hitchhikers allowed.
Right. And same with portals. I mean, you know, if any of the, like, one of the things that I would have, like, things come in and say, you know, like somebody would have a car accident, and I'd perceive that and be like, help me. And I would say, I can't do nothing. And I learned that I could close down those communications, and there's portals. And I think they're a little bit different than the access consciousness world, but it's kind of, you know, cool when you know that you just have a choice. You just have to say, no, I don't want these communications anymore, you know, and end it. It's a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Which is kind of cool. Thank you for that question. I get that sometimes, too, the floaty thing. It's like a black floating ball. I've had that for a long time, too, before doing this work. From my experience, it's quite harmless, and it hasn't, and I haven't experienced that for a while. So maybe this person had it and got rid of it.
Well, for all you black floaty things out there, so what you're supposed to do is just blow light into it and see what happens.
Right.
Black floaty things.
All right. And then Hillary, I guess, I don't know exactly what she means by this, because she says, I agree, but kind of what if stuff been removed from body? So maybe she's talking to entities or something. I don't know what that means exactly.
Don't understand that one.
Here's an interesting one from Mark, and it's, what event from the past or trauma causes my feet numbness? I know I couldn't have happened now, but I still managed to sustain it. So his language is a little off. I'm not really sure exactly what he's saying. I know I couldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened or something now, but I still managed to sustain it. So he had something that happened and his feet are numb. But yeah. What questions or thoughts do you have about that?
Well, I would bring that into the meditation tonight.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
That's for everybody. Whatever stuff you still got going on, just bring it into the meditation.
Yeah.
Anything good for the feet, actually, zone therapy is really, really wonderful for the feet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We had this question last time about the fire. She says she's had that 4 times now where she gets up in a panic in the middle of the night, puts out the fire since starting this healer's course. I would recommend that you guys, you know, get, you know, some, you know, sugar, salt, water in your body to just, that might have to do with like the electrical magnetic stuff going on in our brain. That often happens. So you might want to, you know, get, you know, something in your system to support that and move, you know. You know, get some yoga or some sweating happen so that you can move that energy. Because that sounds like, to me, that's like, you know, fire. What do you think, Kenji?
Well, that's good for now. Saunas are also very good, speaking on that level. Wet saunas, nice and hot.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How to shut the mental chatter effectively? Get your bars run. Well, that stuff works. I don't understand it, but it works. So for me, and I should stop answering, and Kenji, let you take the lead. But that was a huge problem in my life, and mine stopped when I started to do really intense stuff. When I started horse riding and jumping, and I had to be so present when I did handstands and backbends and yoga, and I had to be so present that if I wasn't, I would get hurt. That's what stopped mine. So, and that was kind of me just getting out of desperation. I've got to stop this stuff. Meditation, I couldn't stop it. I would try walking and talking to myself. I'd try writing it all out. But that's what I had to do. So there you go.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. What about you?
That teaches you how to stay present and focused. Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
You have mental chatter ever?
I don't let it bother me. See, here's what I think happened.
Uh-huh.
I think people let it bother them.
Mm-hmm.
My dad always used to tell me that when I was growing up, that I would let things and people bother me, get to me. I mean, he always told me that. Well, I was really empathic and sensitive too, but I kind of personalized stuff. But years, decades later, I have thoughts, but they don't bother me. And they're not bad thoughts. You know, they're usually things that I have to do. Those are my thoughts. But mindless chatter, I don't really have that. I know a lot of people think they do, but see, people have to decide. They have to decide that it's not going to bother them. What I'm seeing in the world is that people are allowing all this stuff to get to them, and so they give away their power every time they feel helpless with their thoughts, helpless with their emotions, helpless with not enough money, whatever it is. So all these worries, they just compound each other, and pretty soon it's like that snowball effect, right? And then pretty soon people actually can't go to sleep at night because they're so not in balance and they're too agitated. Agitated is a good word. I think the world is really agitated now and cannot, they have a hard time finding that place of just going in and being really serene no matter what's happening around them. They just get too affected by everybody else's emotions and everything. And so I think today we're going to do, the theme is going to be to move out of that place of feeling a victim, basically, and into that place where you know where you can go to find that calm and to be that calm.
Yummy. Cool.
See, that
I
old,
love that.
That old Zen thing, you know, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water, and then after enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. But it's a whole different mindset, you know, after. But you're still kind of doing the same things in earthly life or appearing to do the same things. Okay, we're going to get started now. So everybody turn off your multitasking. And if you're driving in Iowa on the back road, you want to pull off to the side of the road or turn the radio off. And let's see, put your pets on the floor. Don't put them on your lap for this meditation. Okay, make sure you're in a quiet space. Turn off the TV, radio, whatever. If you're out in nature listening to this on your cell phone, cool. Just sit under a tree, sit on a rock. Okay, so we're going to do the protocol one more time so that you can begin to memorize it and try it out on your own and see what it does for you. Just doing the protocol will actually help change your life, believe it or not. Okay, so step one is you're going to bring all of your awareness to the breath, and you're going to understand that the breath has power and the breath is a tool to focus and to move you out of the illusion into the quantum. The breath is also used to release. It's also used to bring in. And basically, this is all your body does, really. It breathes. So think about that. If you didn't breathe, well, you wouldn't be alive. So let's use the breath as a powerful tool and an activator from now on in your life. Okay, so you're going to bring all of your awareness to your breathing, and you're going to take a slow, deep breath through the nose into the brain, and you're going to breathe in, take in the energies that will activate your brain. Of course, you don't have to know what it is. You don't have to know what level. It's going to come from source. So you're going to do that 7 times. And as you do this, I'm going to call forth the pillars of light, the 4 pillars of light for the group, the emerald grid, and the stargate. And we're going to ask to be a clear and perfect channel for today's class, for the knowledge and the wisdom and the balance and the harmony and the inspiration, unconditional love and allowance. Okay, we've called in the Masters and the Archangels, as always. We've called in the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. And we've called in your ancestors to receive. We've called in your soul group to be a bigger part of your life on a conscious level. And energetically, for you to understand that you have their support. I'm going to call forth your higher self, the I Am That I Am, and your inner child to receive, your guardian angel. And we're going to call forth the lineages of the Kumars and the Hathors and the vibrations from the Dal universe. We're going to call forth the earth presence and all the many levels of healing power from the earth. Okay, you may be a little lightheaded right now. That's normal. Okay, so you want to actually visualize and see all the pillars of light in the four corners of your room. And feeling that magnetic, metallic-like vibration of the emerald magnetic grid under your feet and that spaciousness above your head. Okay, we're going to activate your sun chakra, or you're going to activate your sun chakra to a deeper level now at your belly button. Okay, you're going to activate the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, amygdala in the brain. You're going to activate the temple areas of your forehead as well as your brow and the base of your skull, medulla, with the light, with the breath. And you're going to begin to release now everything that's not relevant in your life. Everything that's not yours, going to let go through the breath. Imagine you're losing 50 pounds of dead weight as you do this, energetic dead weight from your auric field. Okay, you're going to let go of everybody else's problems, your parents, your kids, your spouse, your pets. Just let all of that go for a moment. And you're going to feel that cocoon of light around you. Okay, we're going to ask you to step out of the body once again through the golden arc and into the quantum. And you're going to see and feel and sense that you're not alone on that level, that you have lots of help. We've called in your spiritual lineage. And we call in all beings that wish to attend this call to receive, not only from this earth, but any other planet, star system, universe, galaxy, solar system. You may kindly take your seats and sit in a meditative posture to receive. And the archangels and the ascended masters are creating a ring of light, a beautiful ring of light that encompasses all 144,000 dimensions of consciousness relating to the earth plane and your body and your life. Okay, we're going to ask your inner child to step forward. And we're going to ask your inner child to communicate with the conscious part of you and that part of you called the Voyager to share with you the remaining issues or the remaining perceptions or beliefs that are keeping your inner child from being completely free and expressive in the body on the earth plane. So allow your inner child to give you, show you the experience that perhaps were traumatic to you growing up, that are still held as memories in the cells of your body. And we want these to be the very earliest memories of pain and suffering and trauma and doubt and upsetness. Allow your inner child to share with you. And you're going to be, as a Voyager, in a place of non-judgment and total acceptance and allowance, holding that field of unconditional love and allowance for your inner child. As if it were a little tiny body expressing to you for the first time, deeply expressing to you the emotions and the feelings and the thoughts. Okay, now as a warrior, you're going to hold a state of oneness and peace in your sacrum for your original eight selves. So as a warrior, you can be in many, many places at the same time. You're going to ask your inner kid what has given him or her the most pain in this lifetime, the most stress, the most distress, the most anxiety, the most not pleasant experiences, agitation. So what has agitated the little one? Again, you're going to hold a state of complete acceptance and allowance so that your inner kid knows that it will not be punished for speaking the truth. Now, your inner kid might transform into someone a little bit older, like 9 or 10 or 13 or 16 or 18. Want to breathe in to whatever is being communicated to you. Breathe in and fully accept it. Whatever is happening in your body, you're going to allow it to whatever is happening to happen and occur. Now you're going to constantly start breathing in light to your inner child as they are communicating with you. You're going to share with them the light, and you're going to teach them now to breathe in light. And when they exhale, they're just going to let go of everything in the past that's no longer relevant for them. No longer relevant. And you're going to see the light surrounding your inner kid. All those energies and thoughts that you know are not yours, you're going to let them go. You have no right to hang on to them. So let them go. And you're going to tell your inner kid now, after it does a real thorough cleansing and letting go, that it's going to breathe in back its energy and power that it gave away to parents, teachers, friends, grandparents, everyone, organizations, other healers. So as your little one does this, you're going to see your inner kid beginning to grow in stature, in actual vibratory power and frequency. You're going to ask your inner kid to breathe into the brain, breathe into the heart space, breathe into the base of the spine, breathing into the hands and the feet and the spine itself, the back of the neck, base of the skull, the brow, the temple areas, solar plexus, belly button. Okay, now as a voyager, you have remained detached from your emotional and mental body. And you're going to view your emotional body now. It's that place in your energy field, shall we say, that's related to your chest area and your stomach area and your belly button area. Want to view your emotional body now as being able to accept that divine light. And that light is cleansing and aligning all the facets of your emotional body. Your emotional body is releasing everything that's not yours, all the emotions that you absorbed growing up from others, for whatever noble reason. It may feel like a whitewashing effect. So as you allow this to occur, the aura of your emotional body is going to begin to look like a rainbow with very nice, bright, radiant colors. And the colors are aligned with one another. They're not all muddied and jumbled and mixed together, but they're distinct and having a harmonious relationship with all the other colors. Okay, let that continue now. Now you're going to view your mental body in the same kind of way. Although this time, this is the place within your energy field that contains your beliefs. And we're going to ask now for you to open up all the portals in your mental body to begin to let go and release all belief systems that are no longer relevant for the new earth consciousness. These are beliefs that you have gathered over the lifetimes from the church, from spiritual groups, from metaphysical groups, from other people, healers, teachers, monks, sages, everything that is now not relevant. You have the opportunity to let that go. You're going to keep what is relevant for the new earth and let everything else go. Which is also the need to know is in there, the need to know. And that's of the past. That's no longer becoming relevant. The need to know, the need to figure out, the need to be in control. The need to be something that you're not, i.e. another person's image of you, of how you should be, how you should behave, all of that. There are zillions of belief systems there in your mental body, literally. So you're going to hold the state that you're going to let go of everything that's not relevant anymore. Everything that is the old paradigm, you're going to choose to let it go, to actually allow it to dissolve back into the light. And you're only going to keep what is relevant. The new earth teachings, the 21st century teachings, the quantum teachings, the teachings of your I Am. Now, if you sense any resistance in your mental body, that means that that's the old that's still attempting to hang on and be in control. So you're just going to breathe in unconditional love and allowance into that part of your brain. Okay, now we're going to call forth the archangels, the violet fire archangels. And the archangel Zedekiah and Saint Germain. And they're going to collectively hold the state of the violet light for all levels of your being that are now choosing to shift into the new earth of vibration, step by step. You can imagine that density now, just allow the density that you've been holding inside of you, the density, to begin to merge with this violet light. Allow that density to be received by the violet light. Take a deep breath of the violet, right up into the brain, and then down your spine 7 times. Breathing in, activating all the centers in the brain, sending that light through the out-breath down your spine and settles down into your sacrum, your tailbone. Allow your spine to open up to receive. Okay, now you have a chance to let go of the perceived belief that you cannot feel, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot know. And also those ideas that you're not good enough to receive divine light. And you can let go now of the idea and the belief that you have to suffer in order to be spiritual. And that life has to be hard. And that you have to do it alone without God's help. Okay, now you're going to settle into your belly button and feel that sun chakra. Feel the power of the great central sun magnifying in power and intensity. And let that vibration and that feeling move up through your solar plexus, up through your chest and your upper back, up into the throat, and up into the face, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, and then up into your pineal. And your focus is going to settle in the pineal gland. And again, visualize the doorway or the window opening to where the pineal is receiving directly the light from the sun, directly into the brain. It's a shaft or a spiral of light that is penetrating very directly the core of the pineal gland. Okay, now hold a thought of love, that you are love, that you are the essence of love, that love heals all, that love is the most powerful energy on earth, and that you are now claiming your right to be that expression of that power naturally, effortlessly, each and every day, without having to say a word. Okay, from there you're going to bring the awareness as a voyager now and all parts of you, all aspects of you, into that sacred chamber behind the heart. We're going to set in meditation with your guardian angel, with your inner child, with your spiritual guides, with the ascended masters and the archangels. They're all going to gather into that place with you, behind the heart. I'm going to sit in deep meditation to receive for the next 5 minutes, and I will call you back when it's time to awaken. take a slow, deep breath now. Bring all of your focal points to that place behind the heart. And take a deep breath all the way down the body through the feet into the earth. And now allow the Earth Mother to bring into your body all the nutrients and elements that your body needs to stay and maintain balance and harmony. And keep your crown open to receive the starlight energies, all those cosmic elements that your brain will be assimilating regarding the new way of operating in the physical. Okay, embrace your body. Embrace your inner child. We give gratitude and thanks for all assistance today and for the five classes, the four previous classes plus the promo call. We give our gratitude and thanks to everyone, all souls and beings that have assisted and also that have received ongoing. Okay, begin to come fully into present time. In this now moment, feeling really solid and grounded of the earth, but not of it. Walking upon the earth, but not of it. Now you want to check in with your inner child and have another dialogue for a moment. Take a deep breath in, breathe in the breath of life, and anchor that breath deep into the soul matrix at your solar plexus. And choose now to remain free of all the distractions of the world, to be free of all the chaos in the world, and choose now to keep your focus within the light that lives within you, the Lord God of your being. So let's say three times inwardly, on a very deep level, I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am. That will be your anecdote for any encounters with stress in the world. That will be your mantra. That will be your homework for a while. We send our love and our blessings. Namaste. Thank you all for attending.
Namaste. Wow.
That might have felt like a very long time. That was about 30, a little over 30 minutes, I think.
That was the best yet for me. It just keeps getting better. I think it just keeps getting better. But, well, for one, I was there the whole time. You know, I didn't space. And that, I think that's really good for me.
Yeah.
To actually have the conversation with my inner child and really, truly pull forth all that past crap. If, you know, what else there is there? I just think that was profound.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really profound.
See, it's easy when you build a state, like with a protocol. Then it's easy for people as you're...
I know.
Yeah.
It's so subtle. So subtle. Wow.
You think that you...
For me, what I'm really walking away with is that I am that I am. And I think that that's a little deeper than knowing that I know for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
You will see it show up in your life, just in all these little ways of how people are going to relate to you differently. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
And to me, healing work is not like getting rid of diabetes, as an example. It's really, you know, how it manifests is the quality of your relationship changes, the quality of your communication changes, the way that you see life changes. So you could still be having distress in the body for a time, but if your internal state is way shifted into that Voyager place, well, it's like, how can it get any better than that, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a journey,
mm-hmm.
right? It is a Voyager journey. There is one question that I felt like we still should address, maybe two before we close up this class. Because this is something that I've had as well. She says that, you know, is that the right question? No, it's not. Where is it? Okay. Finding that some of my old unhealthy cravings are returning. Sometimes after I've experienced such a high vibrational state, which surprises me, as I think those unhealthy desires would disappear.
I'm just going to say generally it could be a matter of perspective. You know, women think they love chocolate, and there's a lot of good things in chocolate. I'm a chocolate fan. But, you know, I feel real guilty when I have a craving for chocolate. And you know, that just comes from conditioning. It's no basis in reality. So, but I will say this, I'll kind of answer it indirectly. So go ahead and indulge. The thing is, don't feel guilty about it. Enjoy it, because we're here to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to enjoy our senses. But the thing is, not to get caught up in it to where it affects you, but enjoy it for the moment. Like Christ taught about embracing with intensity every experience and every moment, and then let it go by the time you go to bed so you don't wake up with the same thing the next morning.
Mm.
And Buddha would kind of say it slightly differently, is just remain detached. You can still have
the
experience, but don't get attached to it and feel guilty or feel like, you know, like you shouldn't be having this craving. That's self-judgment, and that's probably the hardest thing to release, is self-judgment. Actually, if we didn't have that, we'd be sailing right along.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about it. Eliminated self-judgment from your whole thinking. What's left? I mean, wow, that really frees up the mind.
Yeah.
Right? Well, and that's judgment about everything. Judgment that I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too old, I have gray hair,
a gray hair. Oh, no.
Right? There's another wrinkle, right? I mean, yeah.
Retin-A time.
You're so silly. You're silly. Right? But for me, I also found, you know, the cravings, I mean, you know, I'm a nutritionist, so, you know, that's, you know, been like an ongoing life issue. and you know, and I have adopted the perspective that you now have. But what I found was I would get so high that I would go and drink alcohol to numb, you know, so that I would get to down to like some normal state again, something that I was comfortable with, because I started to get in these high vibrational states and I started to get really uncomfortable. So I would go and drink and it would kind of calm me back to a normal place. So I wanted to share that as well.
That's interesting. Well, probably now that you're working more constantly with the brain itself, you won't have that whole pattern.
It doesn't seem like with your work I have it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the brain's
it's
important.
Subtler. Yeah. The brain's very important.
Without your brain, you'd be a nobody.
Right?
What's that?
We need it to live. All right.
Yeah.
I feel like I am tonight. I don't know if I can read any comments.
Well, that's probably a whole other series, how to integrate this I am stuff, you know, to where you can function.
Yeah.
I'm still learning that one. I mean, quantum state doesn't, my computer, that's a bit of a challenge sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So one of the new Earth questions that's coming through is, you know, do you know if it's going to be like a rapture or a peaceful journey, or do you have any insight into that?
Well, we're all going to have to buy cruise tickets. So put your order in now.
Sometimes I don't know when you're joking and when you're not. You know, well, because, I mean, you know, I think I just better say it for those that haven't gotten it from the class, but, you know, a lot of it is a choice, right? I mean, literally, you know, you ask and you receive and you choose. And, you know, and Kenji, you'll say that and kind of say it in a joking way. And so sometimes I don't know really when you are joking and when you're, you know, just freaking dead serious. So.
Yeah. Well, me neither. And my students are getting used to that whole level. Yeah. You don't know if you're serious.
Those are your humor angels.
But my brain's confused now. And then we say, well, that's good.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as you waking up one morning and finding yourself in the new earth, whatever that's going to mean for you. I mean, it could be that simple.
Uh-huh.
It could also, on another level, be 3 hours of complete blackness for the whole planet that everybody's experiencing. And those that are prepared will not freak out. Those that have not done their homework will freak out. It could be that scenario. It could be another scenario. Could be you're going to sit in meditation and you're going to get the guidance, okay, now it's time to go into this new earth vibration. Now, what that's going to look like when you get there, who can say? We may still appear to be here on this earth, or we may absolutely disappear. And the IRS will go, well, there's all these people that can't be accounted for. Nobody knows what happened to them. They just left their homes, they left their cars, and can't find them.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Oh, that would be a gas in a way.
Awesome.
Yeah, if half the planet just left, you know, and just left everything, and oh, gee, where'd they go? But it's probably going to be more like either you're going to get premonitions, okay, it's getting soon, so be prepared. We don't know. It's going to be any time after probably this year. And it could be in the next 2 years. It could be in the next 4 years. I very much doubt it's going to be all of a sudden. I really doubt that. But it's going to be a gradual thing, I think. And then once it's suitable for habitation, then I guess like in Star Trek, we'll kind of get beamed over there. So no matter, it's going to be all good. And it's just that symbolically, we can't have any carry-on baggage. So that's why we're doing these shows. That's why, you know, everybody's doing these teleseminars is because people are getting, they're getting the call on some level, on some unconscious level. They're going, all right, you better kind of like get your act together and like, you know, really start waking up. And so that's why I think all these shows are popular right now. Because like 5 years ago, I doubt if this would have gone 5 years ago the way it's gone now.
When I started this in 2009, it was, you know, mainstream stuff, I don't think people could have taken it. You know, we were interviewing all the people from The Secret, Darius and I, and we were feeling like we were being a little edgy, and that was 3 years ago. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think... We just
and now
want
those
people
are
that.
Mundane. They're like, oh, I don't want to talk to those people. They're so boring. Give me some juice. Oh, boy. What a judgment I have.
Well, it could be boring. But, you know, the main thing is for people to know that it's not as difficult as you might think it is. It's just that we have to do our homework every day. That's important. We have to meditate. And that's really the only thing I tell people is you got to meditate in some way every day to stay connected, or else you're going to be in the chaos with everybody else that's not meditating. And you don't want to go down in a sinking ship. That's symbolically, not literally, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So breathing and meditation, and of course, you know, if your meditation is walks in nature and sitting under a tree, then yeah, you got to do that every day, or at least do it on a regular basis. And exercise is good too for some people. Some people really need it.
Mm-hmm.
But do something that connects you more than what you're used to every day. So whether it's some kind of a spiritual practice. Well, and for some people, it's listening to the shows every day. That's their spiritual practice. So you know, if it's that, but you also want to create it on your own, where it's you and God, where it's you and Prime Source, where it's you and nature, and nobody else to give you inspiration for you to sit and do the I am that I am that I am.
Mm-hmm. I love that, by the way.
We'll do a song someday.
Yeah. I have a couple callers on the line. You open to take a couple? Kenji?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Do you want to take a couple callers?
Okay.
All right. The first one's from area code 650. Okay, 650, you're up. Are you there?
Hello?
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 Jenneth?
Yes. Oh, she muted.
Oh.
Did you mean to mute, or are we just on delay? Oh, weird. Hello? Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Okay, the other one's from area code 219. Okay, 219, you're up.
can look envy energetic. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, I love these meditations. Kenzie, I just wanted to say that this has probably happened back in the fall. I was doing a Qigong meditation, and all of a sudden I felt this like I was under a big light above. I called it a downlight, you know, when you're standing on, and it felt like it encompassed my entire energy field and my body, and I was just total light. And sometimes I still feel that like downlight light above me. It's so funny sometimes.
Cool.
Any ideas?
Did you have anything else?
No, I just wanted to share that because it's so funny.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Pardon me?
Thank you.
Yeah, keep it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for these. These were just beautiful, and I love them. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right. Now we have Mary back, who we tried to get before. Okay, I'm going to unmute you. Don't do anything. I'm just going to unmute you. Here we go.
I thought I had to unmute.
Nope, you're good. Go ahead.
Well, thank you both, Janice and Kenji. This is, I got in late on the series, so I just had a chance to listen to the first call and then do this one. So I hope it's okay missing the ones in between. But it's been very, very powerful for me. I do have a question for Kenji because I have not gotten an answer from other people. Healers, spiritual path, whatever. When I meditate, and it wasn't always this way, but as time went on, this is like a twofold question. When I meditate deeply, my body rocks and energy like comes up my body up to the top, and it does that a great deal. And then also when I have done hands-on energy work with people, my hands don't stay. If I place them on someone, they stay quiet for a very short time, and then they come up off the body and they do all sorts of things. I don't know where the things, the patterns, originate from. And I've been told with the energy coming up my body, I've been told by people, oh, you've got blockages, that's why that happens. I have had other healers say, oh, the whole thing with the hands, oh, my gosh, that's just. So I don't, to me, it's always been a good experience, and I've seen good come from it. But I thought I would ask you and see if you had any input.
Well, I think what we did today addressed that. So two things. So in the work that we teach, it's becoming more common for the body to rock and sway. Usually in a spiral, but sometimes back and forth. And people feel incredible heat up their spine, or they just get hot. So that's good. As long as you don't have any pain with the energy moving in your body.
No, I've never had any pain. You know, this started, like 17 years ago when I was living down in L.A. for a couple of years. Prior to that time, meditation, I didn't have it. And then I started in a spiral with the energy. And then later, sometimes I rock in a, back and forth. But most of the time, it starts, and it's like a wave that goes up my body, and my body vibrates in as it moves up. It seems like it moves up and out. And then it'll repeat. It's like a pattern, up and out, up and out. And so you don't think that's okay.
No.
That's how I always felt. But you know, people go, "Oh, there's some blockage. That's why it's not flowing and just flows right on up." And then the energy with my hands when I put it on people and they come up and they do different patterns. They do spirals. They do like a windshield wiper. They do like a padding motion. And I don't do anything. I just focused my energy or focused on. So I don't know if that's something you've seen a lot with.
I've seen it. I would, again, answer in the same vein as the other one. So just keep what you're doing. You're right on track. Don't listen to these other people.
And when will you be having a class? Do you have? Is there a place I can go check?
June and July. June and July. And Portland in July. And I'll be going to Tucson in July. Fairfield, Iowa in August, November. And Winnipeg in October. And possibly Austin.
Yay.
So just check the site out, quantumlightweaving.com.
And I
think not to worry, you're right on track. Just, you know.
Well, I know my energy can't be too bad. I've had people who are sick say when I even just stand by them, they can feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, can't be too bad. Off track here when that happens. But Jenith, I've worked with you on the Ken Show class. And Kenji, I look so forward to doing more work with you, going through this program and doing some one-on-one with you and taking that class. I think that would thank you so much, both of you.
Well, thank you.
You're most welcome. Keep up the good work, dear. Okay, blessings to you.
Well, I cannot keep up the good work. It's me. I mean, it's
going through you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
pretty clear.
What can I say?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, her energy is pretty clear. Some people, you're just like, yes. So, yeah. All right. Here we go. We have to end this. Oh, my goodness. So, you have any closing thoughts?
I would say... Again, for the listeners about the show, it would be good to repeat it in sequence, probably a number of times, and they will notice that the energy builds with each class. So when they listen to this class again, it may be literally twice as strong for them. And if they listen to it again, it might even exponentially be, you know, that much more stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So much of the work is given on the unseen levels or the unheard levels. So we'll just call it in the realms that we're not conscious of. So just know that. So that's why it's always good to keep repeating, because these other levels will come in as one awakens more.
And do you think it's okay for them to just listen to meditation after meditation, or do you think that they need to have one a day and then take a break?
I don't suggest, although some people do it with the other packages, but I suggest for this, like one class per day. You can listen to it several times a day, but no, I would not do like two classes in one day.
Cool. All right,
you
guys.
You really absorb it until you really, really get it. And you'll know, because you'll go, okay, I really got this one. Now I can move to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I mean, I'm assuming people are doing this in meditation, but if they're just kind of listening, no, that's not the space you want to be in. You want to be in a meditative space when you listen to it. So it'll be like, you know, you sit down and you get comfortable, you relax and focus, and then play the class as you move into a deep state of meditation. And then I suggest, and people have found out this the hard way, but I don't suggest activity afterwards in the sense of like, you don't want to go to a party after you listen to an attunement. You don't want to go to a movie. You don't want to, well, maybe dancing, but it depends on the music. But you don't want to put yourself in an environment where the sound and other people's vibrations will knock you off center or will have a counteractive effect, I should say. So in other words, I suggest quiet to really absorb after you listen. And even walking out in nature is good to integrate the class. Nature is always good to integrate. And if you live by the ocean, yeah, just go and stand, put your feet in the water. That's really good for grounding. Take your shoes off, your socks off, and go stand right where the waves come up and bury your feet in the sand. That's really good grounding. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I've enjoyed the series, and we look forward to more adventures in consciousness in the future. And I want to thank everybody for showing up again.
And contributing your energy, for sure. And we will go ahead and take those meditations out of each call. So if you just want to listen to the meditations and you don't want the other conversation, you'll have that. We'll try to get that to you next week.
That's
cool.
A good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that you'll appreciate that too for your archive of work. Right. It's fun to do these live calls and support people, but you know, when you can just do the work, I think that's fantastic too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Yeah, well, thank you. All right, you guys. Woohoo. And more fun
okay.
to come. All right. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend. The new wealth experience is going to be phenomenal this week. Tomorrow we've got Rika. And it'll just, join us for the journey. So, love you guys. Thank you, Kenji,
bye,
for being a part of this. All right.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.